Welcome to your deep dive for today. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're going through the September issue of Around the Port.
Okay.
It's a local Texas newspaper, and we're trying to just get like a little snapshot, of life in the Port, Texas in the fall of 2024.
I love these local papers. They're
Yeah.
really fascinating.
Yeah, what's happened? What matters to people? Let's find out.
Yeah, you get the celebrations, you get the concerns, the everyday rhythms of life.
Right.
It's really a microcosm of what's happening in America.
So you know how I always am fascinated by the obituaries
Right.
in any publication?
Always a good place to start.
Yeah, so in La Porte we have Claudeth Washington and Joseph Gomer, and these are two lives that just really stand out to me.
Yeah, both remarkable, but in very different ways.
Yes.
Claudeth was a diversity pioneer in corporate America,
Wow.
and she was married to a Minnesota Vikings legend.
Oh,
But her story begins in segregated Texas.
wow. Wow, that's fascinating. And the paper mentions that her husband was actually bused to her high school because his town didn't have a high school for black students. And it also mentions a Shattered Dreams program that a local photographer,
Okay.
J.B. Sauceda, filmed back in high school.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm wondering now if that program was addressing segregation or is it something else entirely?
It's hard to say for sure without more context, but it could have been a program about certain social issues or maybe something about personal choices and consequences. But regardless, the fact that Saucedo was involved even back then speaks to his longstanding connection to this community.
Yeah, and we'll talk about him a little bit later, but first I
Texas,
want to talk
yes.
about Joseph Gomer.
Right.
He was the classic small town pharmacist, and he was known for going above and beyond for
Oh.
his customers, late night deliveries, personalized service.
Mm.
He even opened his own pharmacy and
Wow.
mentored a generation of pharmacists.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it makes you wonder about the role of independent pharmacists today, especially with the rise of big chains
Right. An online option.
and online options,
Yeah,
too.
Gomer really represents a bygone era of personalized service. And his story makes you wonder about how healthcare and community ties are evolving in these places like LaPorte.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The newspaper features J.B. Sauceda, and he is a LaPorte native who's made quite a name for himself. He went from a LaPorte High to UT Austin,
Wow.
built a successful photography business, and now he hosts Texas Country Reporter.
Texas Country Reporter is a beloved show
Yes.
that showcases really the heart and soul of Texas.
Yes.
You know, from fascinating individuals to all these hidden gems across the state.
I love that show.
Yeah, Sauceda's trajectory really embodies this spirit of small town dreams meeting big time success.
Absolutely. And get this, he got his pilot's license.
Oh, wow.
And his wife was his first passenger.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm sensing a theme here of LaPorte folks being ambitious and adventurous.
I see it too. It's not just about leaving the port, though. It's about carrying those small town values outward, you know, community hard work connection to your Texas roots. And Sauceda seems to exemplify all of that.
Speaking of community, can we talk about LaPorte's love affair with high school football?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the newspaper's filled with it.
Of course.
There's this adopt-a-dog program where local businesses sponsor players and they display their names and numbers.
Oh, I love that.
It's fantastic.
What a great way to strengthen community bonds. Businesses invest in these kids. The kids feel supported, and everybody rallies around the team. You know, it really speaks to the power of sports, especially in small towns.
Absolutely. And it's more than just the games.
Yeah.
The team's motto is one team, one heartbeat.
Oh, wow.
And it echoes Sauceda's journey in a way.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about the values that LaPorte seems to hold dear. Working together, supporting each other, striving for something bigger than yourself.
And what's interesting is how this small town unity is playing out against a backdrop of potential change. Remember, LaPorte's right next to Port Houston, which is experiencing this record-breaking growth. And that growth could really impact LaPorte's identity.
That's a great question. And speaking of investments in the future, let's not forget about the new stadium construction.
Oh, yeah.
LaPorte is putting its money where its heart is.
New infrastructure like that can have a ripple effect. You know, it might attract more businesses, more residents. It'll be interesting to see how this shapes LaPorte's future. But let's not forget, it's more to LaPorte than just exciting developments and Friday Night Lights.
Right. The newspaper also highlights some challenges that the community is facing.
Okay.
For example, West Nile virus cases are up significantly.
Oh, no.
Seven human cases have been reported.
Wow.
And that's concerning, especially heading into fall.
Yeah, it highlights the importance of public health initiatives in small towns.
Yeah.
The paper mentions an upcoming Treasure Your Health and Safety Fair, which seems like a really good step in the right direction.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
The fair is offering free health screenings, child ID kits, even car seat inspections.
Wow.
They're really trying to cover all the bases when it comes to community well-being.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, and it's not just health concerns they're dealing with.
Right.
CenterPoint Energy is under investigation following Hurricane Beryl.
Oh, wow.
Which left 2.3 million customers without power.
Goodness.
And there are allegations of fraud and misuse of funds.
This is a serious issue that could have a big impact on LaPorte residents.
Kiz, I wonder how CenterPoint is addressing these allegations.
Well, the newspaper mentions they're holding community open houses to gather feedback.
Okay.
And explain their services.
Okay.
So it's a first step towards rebuilding trust.
Mm-hmm.
But it remains to be seen how this whole investigation will play out.
So we're seeing kind of a complex picture emerge here.
Yeah.
LaPorte has deep roots, a strong community spirit, but also some serious challenges to navigate.
It's a fascinating microcosm of what's happening in many parts of America.
Yeah.
A blend of tradition and change.
Yes.
Strength and vulnerability.
I like that.
Yeah.
To add some more color to this picture, let's sprinkle in some details about upcoming events.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we've got a kids rodeo.
Ah.
A Taste of Main Street.
Fun.
And Christmas on Main.
Oh, nice.
What kind of town hosts these events?
It sounds like a place that values family tradition and good old-fashioned fun.
I agree. And it's not just about sticking to the familiar.
Okay.
The LaPorte Bayshore Garden Club is having a meeting about Feng Shui.
Oh, that's unexpected. It suggests a community that's open to new ideas.
Yeah.
Perhaps even embracing a more global perspective.
I like that. And did you see the mini mural trail project?
Oh, tell me about it.
Seagull murals are popping up all over town.
Now that's intriguing.
It is.
It's a whimsical touch that makes me wonder about the symbolism behind the seagulls. Perhaps a nod to their coastal location, or maybe a representation of freedom and resilience.
Okay, so we talked about community spirit, challenges,
yep.
And some quirky details.
Love it.
But what about the economic pulse of LaPorte?
All right.
We mentioned Court Houston's record-breaking growth earlier.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean for LaPorte?
Well,
they hit 2 million, what was it again?
2 million TEUs.
Okay.
Or 20-foot equivalent units.
Okay.
It's a standard measure for cargo container capacity.
Okay.
So basically, it means Port Houston is moving a massive amount of cargo.
Okay.
Which indicates a strong economy.
So why should we care about all this cargo?
Yeah.
What does it tell us about LaPorte?
It's a window into global trade and supply chains.
Okay.
Port Houston's success is likely impacting LaPorte in a variety of ways.
Okay.
From job creation to potential concerns about traffic and infrastructure.
Okay.
Yeah.
The newspaper also highlights 9 new members of the LaPorte Bayshore Chamber of Commerce. Are there any standouts that give us a sense of LaPorte's business landscape?
Well, there's a mix of industries represented.
Okay.
Which suggests a diversified economy.
Good.
But the one that really caught my eye is Bayway Homes and their new Stilt Homes.
Stilt Homes in LaPorte.
Yeah, that's a unique choice for the area.
It makes me think about LaPorte's coastal location and potential concerns about flooding.
Yeah.
Could these Stilt Homes be a sign of things to come? A shift in how LaPorte is developing.
It's definitely a development worth watching.
Right.
It suggests that LaPorte is adapting to its environment and perhaps attracting a new type of resident.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive into LaPorte.
Yeah, we have.
And we've seen a community that's proud of its traditions, facing its challenges head on, and embracing new possibilities.
It's a captivating blend of the familiar and the unexpected.
Yes, and we're just getting started.
Can't wait.
Me too.
Yeah.
We're back with part 2 of our deep dive into LaPorte, Texas. In part 1, we touched on the town's love for high school football. But there's more to uncover than just the game itself. It seems like football acts as this really powerful symbol of community and shared values in LaPorte.
You're absolutely right. The newspaper is filled with stories that go beyond scores and stats, like the Adopt-a-Dog program, for example.
Yeah.
Really showcases the deep connection between the team and the local businesses.
It's such a cool and unique initiative. Just imagine being a young player and seeing your name and number, you know, proudly displayed in a storefront window. It's such a powerful visual representation of community support.
It is. It's more than just a feel-good gesture, though. It really speaks to this broader trend of community engagement and investment in youth development, where local businesses are stepping up to become mentors and role models, and they're fostering a sense of belonging and responsibility among the players.
I love that. And the newspaper mentions businesses ranging from restaurants and retail shops to even industrial suppliers like AAA Flexible Pipe. It really does seem like the whole town is rallying behind the Bulldogs.
They really are. And that sense of unity extends beyond the football field, too. Remember the team motto, one team, one heartbeat?
Yes.
It reflects this spirit of collaboration and shared purpose that we see in other aspects of Layport life as well.
Exactly. It ties back to what we discussed earlier about JB Sauceda and his success story. It's as if the values embodied by the football team, hard work, perseverance, a commitment to something bigger than yourself, are woven into the fabric of Layport.
I think you're right. And the construction of the new stadium is a testament to that commitment.
Yes.
It's a significant investment in the future of Layport athletics and a tangible symbol of the town's belief in its young people.
While the newspaper doesn't really delve into the specifics of the construction, you can just sense the excitement and anticipation surrounding the project. You know, it's sure to become like a central hub for the community and a source of pride for years to come.
And it's worth considering the economic implications, too.
Right.
A new stadium can attract those regional events and tournaments, bringing in visitors and giving a boost to those local businesses.
Of course.
It's a prime example of how strategic investments can create this ripple effect of positive outcomes for a community.
Speaking of challenges and opportunities, let's kind of shift gears for a moment and talk about some of the less glamorous aspects of Layport life. The newspaper mentions a significant rise in West Nile virus cases, which is a sobering reminder of the public health challenges that even small towns can face.
Absolutely. It highlights the need for community awareness and proactive measures to address these kinds of issues.
Yeah.
The upcoming Treasure Your Health and Safety Fair seems like a really positive step in the right direction.
Oh, for sure.
It's encouraging to see Layport taking this comprehensive approach to community well-being.
The fair sounds so well organized and informative, offering everything from free health screenings and child ID kits to car seat inspections and a bike safety exhibit. It's a great example of how a community can come together to address these important issues and empower residents with valuable knowledge and resources.
Yeah. And then there's the CenterPoint Energy situation.
Right.
The ongoing investigation following Hurricane Beryl is a major concern for Layport residents.
Absolutely.
And it raises those important questions about accountability and transparency in essential services.
The allegations of fraud and misuse of funds are serious.
Yeah.
And it's completely understandable that people are feeling anxious and uncertain about the future of their energy supply.
I agree. The community open houses that CenterPoint is holding are a necessary step towards rebuilding trust.
Yeah.
It's crucial for them to engage with residents, address their concerns, and demonstrate a real commitment to rectifying any wrongdoing.
This situation highlights a key takeaway from our deep dive so far. Even in a tight-knit community, like Layport, challenges can arise that require those difficult conversations and collective action.
It's a reminder that progress isn't always a straight line.
Right.
There will be bumps along the way, moments of uncertainty and setbacks.
Of course.
But what impresses me about Layport is their willingness to confront these challenges head on with that spirit of resilience and the commitment to finding solutions together.
It's a story that resonates far beyond the borders of this small town.
Mm-hmm.
Layport is like a microcosm of the complexities we face in America today.
Right.
Balancing growth and tradition.
Yes.
Navigating these economic forces and building a future that's both prosperous and sustainable.
Exactly. And as we delve into the final part of our deep dive, we'll explore those themes a little bit further.
Okay.
We'll look at the port's economic landscape,
mm-hmm.
the booming port, and the new businesses that are shaping the town's identity.
And we'll consider the overarching question that's been weaving through our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Is Layport at a turning point?
A great question.
Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive, where we'll examine those questions and offer our insights into what the future might hold for this fascinating Texas town. All right, so welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into Layport, Texas. We've explored the heart of this community, you know, from their love of high school football to some of the challenges they're facing.
Yeah.
Now let's kind of shift our focus to the economic landscape.
Okay.
And see what insights we can gather from around Layport.
It's a fascinating aspect of Layport's story.
Hmm.
You know, this small town sitting right next to Port Houston,
right,
which is a major economic engine experiencing that record-breaking growth we talked about. Mm. The impact of that growth on LaPorte is definitely something worth examining.
Earlier, we touched on Port Houston hitting this milestone of 2 million TEUs.
Yeah.
For those of us who maybe aren't super familiar with shipping lingo, could you remind us what that means
Sure.
and why it matters?
A TEU, or 20-foot equivalent unit, is how we measure cargo container capacity. So 2 million of those passing through Port Houston basically means a massive amount of goods are flowing in and out.
Right.
Which signals a really robust economy.
Okay, so all this cargo moving through Port Houston.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the residents of LaPorte?
Right.
Is it all good news?
Well, it's rarely that simple.
Right.
Economic booms often bring both, you know, benefits and challenges.
Okay.
So on the one hand, you have a job creation, increased tax revenue for the city,
right,
a sense of growth and opportunity.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you have concerns about traffic congestion, environmental impacts,
mm-hmm,
maybe even a rising cost of living.
It's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, exactly.
The newspaper highlights 9 new businesses joining the LaPorte Bayshore Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Does that give us any clues about how LaPorte's economy is evolving?
It's definitely a positive indicator.
Yeah.
You know, 9 new members for a chamber of commerce in a town like LaPorte suggest a healthy entrepreneurial spirit and a willingness to invest in the local economy.
Yeah. Are any of those new businesses particularly interesting? Anything that really stands out as uniquely LaPorte?
Well, there's a nice mix of industries represented.
Okay.
Which is a good sign for diversification.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Restaurants, retail, professional services,
mm-hmm,
shows a balanced approach to economic development. But the one that really piqued my curiosity is Bayway Homes and their construction of stilt homes.
Stilt homes.
Yeah.
Like you'd see along the coast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not a common architectural choice for this area.
Right.
So it makes me think they're responding to something specific.
Yeah, it definitely evokes a sense of adapting to the environment.
Exactly. LaPorte is on the coast, so they're no strangers to the forces of nature.
Right.
Building homes on stilts could be a direct response to concerns about flooding or rising sea levels.
It also makes me think about who these homes are being built for.
Right.
Are they attracting a different demographic to LaPorte?
Right.
People who are drawn to that coastal lifestyle?
It's a valid point. These stilt homes could be a sign that LaPorte is evolving, attracting new residents with different priorities and expectations.
Right.
It's a subtle shift that could have long-term implications for the community's character.
That brings us back to the question I think we've been kind of circling around throughout this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
Is LaPorte at a turning point?
It's clear that LaPorte is a town in transition.
Yeah.
We've seen evidence of those deep-rooted traditions, the strong sense of community, that fierce bulldog spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also seen those signs of change, you know, economic growth, new developments, and a willingness to really adapt to the challenges of the 21st century.
So what does this all mean for LaPorte? What's the takeaway for our listener?
You know, LaPorte is a microcosm of the larger forces that are shaping America today. It's a reminder that progress isn't always linear, that growth can be both exciting and unsettling.
Yeah.
And that the most vibrant communities are those that find ways to honor their past while embracing the future.
Our deep dive into around LaPorte has given us a glimpse into the lives and concerns of this Texas town.
Yeah.
We've seen their celebrations, their struggles, their hopes, and their resilience.
And while this specific snapshot is from the fall of 2024, the story of LaPorte continues to unfold.
Of course.
It's a story that's both unique and universal. A reminder that even in a rapidly changing world, the power of community, the spirit of innovation, and the simple joys of life can still thrive.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into LaPorte, Texas. We hope you've gained some new insights and maybe even a new appreciation for the complexities and possibilities of small town America. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.